From the Heart, March 12th. The Royal Family. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. Those who are truly children of God are believers, not doubters and chronic grumblers. Through all ages and in every nation, those that believe that Jesus can and will save them personally from sin are the elect and chosen of God. They are His peculiar treasure. The Lord has graciously opened out to our understanding by the Holy Spirit rich truth, and we should respond to this by corresponding works of piety and devotion, in harmony with the superior privileges and advantages that have been bestowed upon us. The Lord is waiting to be gracious to His people, to give them an increased knowledge of His paternal character, of His goodness, mercy, and love. He waits to show them His glory, and if they follow on to know the Lord, they shall know that His goings forth are prepared as the morning. The people of God are not to stand upon common ground, but upon the holy ground of gospel truth. They are to keep step with their leader, looking continually to Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith, marching onward and upward, and having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. It is the privilege of the children of God to be delivered from the control of the lusts of the flesh, and to preserve their peculiar, heavenly character, which distinguishes them from the lovers of the world. In their moral taste, in their habits and customs, they are separate from the world. Who are the children of God? They are members of the royal family and a royal nation, a peculiar people, showing forth the praises of Him who hath called them out of darkness into His marvelous light. Will not those to whom have been committed the treasures of truth consider the superior advantages of light and privilege that have been purchased for us by the sacrifice of the Son of God on Calvary's cross? We are to be judged by the light that has been given us, and we can find no excuse by which to extenuate our course. The way, the truth, and the life has been set before us. We are to place our will on the side of the Lord's will, and firmly determine that by His grace we will be free from sin.